You guys see anyone?
Well, there's a couple of dead birds back there.
Where'd the shot come from?
Sounded like it was right here.
I think we ought to concentrate our search around here.
Got it.
Looking for hunters?
Anything that might be an underground entrance. Small cave, fissures, earthquake damage, anything.
So some guy with a shotgun pops up out of the ground, fires, and dives back in like some Rambo groundhog? Is that what you're looking for?
Mark, only some of us are looking right now.
Conrad! Mark! Over here!
What have you got?
Hurry up!
Where'd that come from?
It sounded like it came from right beneath me.
Great, so now what? We get shovels and start digging?
Yeah, if I feel like it.
Hey, take it easy, you guys. We need to find the entrance to the cave. It's gotta be around here somewhere.
You know, this is so nuts. You have no idea what's under the ground here.
I am fed up with you right now. If you don't quit complaining and start doing something worthwhile, I'm gonna leave you out here.
What? Get off me!
Get off him! I said get off him!
Come on, what's the matter with you?
Right now, you're the matter. I want to find Vicky, and you're not helping one bit.
Is this about me and Darian?
If you're on your feet right now, I'd level you.
All right, you two. We do not have time for this. That gunshot was nearby. Now drop the wrestling match, and let's get busy.
All right. All right.
Let's do it. But after we find her...
What?
You and me are going to have words.
Commander Fulciri. Can you tell us why you've been placed in charge of the Eastern United Carpathian States counterterrorism units?
Well, I would guess it's because I've shown tangible results catching and executing the Judahites. Last time I checked, I had the highest rating in all the United Carpathian States.
Care to comment on your greatest area of success?
Well, just look at what I did in the Chicago area. 4 years ago, that was a hotspot of anti-Carpathianism. When's the last time you even heard about the Judahites in Chicago?
What about your greatest challenge?
Challenge? They're persistent, but not necessarily smart. No one particular challenge stands out.
What about this Vicky B character?
What about her?
Has she been caught?
Have you heard from her lately? Seen her on TV? Heard about her showing up at any concerts?
That may suggest she's just run underground.
Possibly. Vicky B is like a gopher. You have to wait for her to pop her head out of the ground before you can blow it off.
Sounded like that gunshot came from over there.
I don't see anything that would be an entrance to a cave.
Precisely. They're trying to hide.
Shh. Hear that?
Be ready for anything, guys.
Conrad. Colin.
Vicky. You guys. Over there.
Pull her up.
Tanya's right behind me. She's not doing so good. I think they drugged her.
What's with the shooting?
I'll explain later. Just help me get her out of here.
We got her.
Can you carry her?
I'm not sure how solid my ankle is.
I'll carry her.
Fine, let's get out of here now.
I don't see nobody following us.
We may have lost them.
The Paris taxi driver is the greatest driver in the world.
Let's hope the GC don't have none of them working for him.
Where are we going?
There is a group of believers living in a chateau near La Chelle. You will be most welcome to stay. Your friend as well.
We owe you big, Jacques. If you hadn't motored in, we'd be in a world of hurt at that Four Horsemen concert.
Thank me only when we are safe.
Hey, Jesus ain't gonna be coming back for a couple years, Holmes.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 61, Worlds Apart.
Here's some fruit. Anything else I can get you?
No, just let me hit the shower when I'm done eating.
No problem there. You could use a shower.
Oh, thanks.
Becky says Tanya's gonna be okay. Looks like she's dehydrated and malnourished.
Well, they didn't give us any food or water.
What happened out there, Vicky? What did they do to you?
I guess you'd call it brainwashing. They shut us up in separate rooms, didn't feed us.
Yeah, it looks like they kept your hands taped up, too.
Yeah, for a while.
Did you meet Tanya's dad? What's his name?
Cyrus. Yeah, I met him.
And?
Well, he'd come into the room, sit on the ground, and start telling me his own messed up translation of the Bible.
What's his story?
He's not a believer. He doesn't have the mark, but he does seem to know some Christianese.
Like what?
Well, he knows about Armageddon, and he believes Carpathia is the dragon from the Book of Revelation.
But he's just a religious wacko?
Well, he's more like a militia wacko who uses the Bible as some crazy code book. They all are.
How many were there?
I don't know. A couple of dozen.
Did he tell you what all these people are doing hiding out in a cave in Wisconsin?
Waiting for Armageddon. He thinks when the battle's over, he and his crew are just going to come out and live happily ever after. And Tanya doesn't buy it anymore, but Ty, he's just trouble.
What do you mean?
Well, he's fighting with his dad about every little thing. I think he's headed for a meltdown.
Yeah, he seemed as stable as nitroglycerin when he was here.
But if it wasn't for him, we never would have gotten away.
Why? What'd he do?
The diversion was all him.
Really?
Yeah, he grabbed a gun and pointed it at his dad. While everyone was pounding on him, Tanya and I got away.
The big question is, now what?
What do you mean?
Well, I doubt the Cyrus guy is going to let his daughter just take off without doing something about it.
Well, there's something else we got to deal with first.
What?
I want to know what we're going to do with Vicky.
Come in.
You were right. It is smaller inside.
What's a shack like this go for these days?
My dad used to have a house like this. That was before he got a job.
Yes. Make fun all you want. The house belonged to one of our group. When his parents disappeared in the rapture, Gilles became a believer and opened his home to others.
I read someplace not too many people disappeared during the rapture around here.
Less than 1%. We decided to do something about that.
Have you had much trouble with the GC?
Not yet. We're far enough away from the city not to be noticed.
For now.
Yes, for now.
Is everybody okay?
Oh yeah, we're just fine.
Mark's upset.
I'd never have guessed. What's going on?
Mark thinks it's time for me to leave.
Leave?
Yeah. The group.
He still has to convince the rest of us, though.
Problem is, he's making some good points.
Come on, Colin. You can't really think that Vicky screwed up that bad.
I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know if this Cyrus guy is gonna come looking for his daughter or what.
Oh, no chance. I'm sure he'll just let her go without putting up a fight.
I'm telling you, Mark.
And don't go getting all Clint Eastwood on me. I'm not the one causing problems in this group.
Well, right now you are.
I'm not the one who wandered out in the middle of the night to rescue Tanya.
Yeah, you sure aren't.
And I'm not the one who got caught putting the rest of us at risk during our little rescue operation.
You weren't even going to go find her until I told you to.
I guess we see who wears the pants in this relationship.
All right, come on, let's cut it out. You're acting like a couple of 12-year-olds.
Look, I can see me being here is going to cause problems for you guys. So maybe Mark's right.
What?
Maybe it's time for me to leave.
Vicky, you can't.
No. It's all right. I'll leave first thing in the morning.
Yeah?
I see someone has helped you find a place to sleep.
Yeah, some guy named Og or something.
Thanks for everything.
If there's anything we can do to help, Jack.
You make such an offer so lightly. Suppose I were to take you up on it.
I guess we'd do what you ask.
That's very kind. You are all welcome to stay, as long as you like. We may ask you to help with daily tasks. Laundry, cooking, things like this.
That's fine. Lionel's a great cook.
Say what?
He makes the best fish sticks I've ever eaten.
I pride myself I've never eaten a stick of fish.
You have to get used to Lionel and Judd's sense of humor. They're kind of weird.
We are all weird in our own way. That being so, is not grace a wonderful thing?
Good point.
I wanted to ask you, do you have a phone or an internet connection?
Of course.
I just wanted to let our friends know we're okay.
I think we can arrange something.
Is there something else on your mind, Jack?
Well, as I said, you are welcome to stay as long as you like.
Appreciate that.
We come across so few believers here, people who share our spiritual vision like you do.
Don't look at me, bro. I'm new at this. I'm still trying to catch up with these two.
I was hoping you would be willing to stay in France to help spread our message here. You don't need to answer me right now. Please. Just think about it.
Okay.
Good night.
When you say okay, are you saying okay, we'll think about it, or okay, we'll stay?
You thought about it, Lionel?
Covered.
First flat out?
Straight up, Holmes. So here's what I'm wondering.
What's that?
Where is home?
What do you mean?
Our crew in the States has moved around so much in the last few years. Who knows where they're gonna be and how we're gonna catch up with them?
I'm not even sure where they are now. Last I heard, they were staying with some guy named Colin and his wife. Maybe we should stay here.
What?
I don't want to, but what if God wants us to?
All right. You and me better have a serious talk about what God wants and don't want.
What do you mean?
Well, first you're all gung-ho about getting back to the States, now you're thinking about staying in France?
Maybe I'm having a hard time figuring out what I'm accomplishing for God, if anything.
What's that supposed to mean?
We just spent, what, almost 2 years in Israel? I mean, what did we accomplish?
Don't look at me, I don't have all the answers, but I believe he's using us.
Look at Zivan. We pulled him out of an earthquake, and he becomes a poster boy for Carpathia. Next thing you know, he's killing people on stage. Tell me how we're supposed to be proud of that.
Yeah. Hey, fact is, if we hadn't snapped up Zivan, Weston wouldn't be a Christian right now.
Okay, but what are we doing here, in this house?
Hiding out, hooking up with other believers, planning our trip home.
Do you know what Weston's thinking?
Hadn't said for sure, but I do know he's checking out co-op flights to the States.
I guess that answers that question.
Look, man, I don't want to have to play the Vicky card.
Come on.
All I'm saying is I want to go home, and I'm pretty sure part of you does too.
Okay. All right. Let's see what Weston's dug up.
Hey, Vic. Are you okay?
Yeah. Just a little upset right now.
I can imagine. Anything I can do?
Want to help me pack?
Sorry, you're on your own there. If I helped you pack, I'd be consorting with the enemy. I might get in trouble.
Wouldn't want that.
What are you thinking about?
Bruce Barnes. Ryan. Chaya. Natalie. Mm.
Good people.
Dead people.
That's not your fault, you know.
Then why are they dead? Bruce never hurt anyone. Neither did Ryan or Chaya. All they wanted was to tell other people about God.
And that's what you
Bruce
wanted.
Dies from some wacky poison he gets in Thailand or someplace like that. Ryan and Chaya get killed in the earthquake. Judd? Yes, Judd.
Judd's not dead. Where did that come from?
I'm just tired. Tired of losing friends. Tired of being on the run all the time. I'm tired of people trying to kill me. I'm just plain tired. And I wish Judd were here.
Me too.
I'm trying to get a hold of Marshall up in Avery. Make sure it's okay for me to head up there.
No answer?
Not yet. With my luck, GC found him and arrested everyone.
Come on, Vicky. This isn't like you.
Yeah, well, I've never been voted out of the group before.
You weren't voted out. If we took a vote, you wouldn't be going anywhere.
Well, I'm not going to stick around if it's going to cause problems.
There's going to be problems whether you're here or not.
Tell that to your boyfriend.
I did. He knows I'm right.
Vicky, grab Tanya and get up here.
What's going on?
We got visitors.
Let you go when I get my daughter back.
Let her go. I'll blow your head off.
I want to talk to Tanya.
Hang on. Now be cool. We can work this out.
Save your sweet talking. I want my daughter.
I'm right here, Dad.
Tanya, get over here. Get away from them.
Where's Todd?
He's back home.
Home? Oh, you mean in the cave?
Your brother is lost to me. You can still be redeemed.
Let go of my wife.
Tanya, get over here. I don't want any more trouble.
Strange way of showing it.
You want to talk about strange? You there, redhead. I showed you hospitality, gave you the benefit of my teaching. This is how you repay me, by stealing my daughter from me?
She didn't steal me, Dad. I wanted to go.
You've been brainwashed, eating their drug food. You need to be purged.
Let my wife go now.
Give me back my daughter.
Let her go, Pop.
Ty, what are you doing?
I said let her go.
Please.
You don't go giving me orders, Ty. Now, I ain't gonna let her go till your sister agrees and comes home with us.
Tanya isn't coming home with us, Pop.
What?
You're gonna let the nice lady go, or I'm gonna turn you into a piece of Swiss cheese.
I might even help you out on that.
You know I'm a better shot than any of you, and you know I ain't my right mind right now.
You haven't been in your right mind since your mama died.
Whatever. Listen, Pop, I don't want to shoot you, and you don't want to die. Why don't you let that lady go and leave?
All right.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Ty. You got your way on this one, but we ain't done here by a long shot. I'll be back.
Do you have to?
I'm gonna come back and get you, Tanya, soon.
Don't bother.
And you! I don't even want to see you again.
Then don't come back, because he's staying with me.
Y'all got your big ideas. Well, we'll just see how they shake out, won't we?
Why do I think we haven't heard the last of him?
Guys, guess what?
I'm too tired to guess.
Yeah, what's up?
Man? Your friend Chang, he just emailed me with some co-op flights.
Yeah?
So there's one leaving from Saarbrücken in 2 days. They're going to South Carolina.
Is that the closest we can get to Illinois?
Well, there's a flight from Rome to somewhere in Kansas. But we gotta wait 2 weeks for that one.
And we need to get to Rome.
Where's Saarbrücken or whatever?
Saarbrücken. It's on the German-French border. We should be able to get a ride there.
Now all we gotta do is tell Jacques.
Tell me what?
We found a flight back to the States. The Trip Force Co-op has a flight leaving from Saarbrücken in a couple of days.
I suppose we'll need to arrange a way for you to get to Saarbrücken.
You don't mind if we want to leave?
Mind? Of course, I'd be happy to have you stay with us, but it would be selfish for me to make you. If you feel the Lord leading you home, I cannot stop you.
I guess we do.
Then I shall fill up my gas tank. Saarbrücken is many kilometers from here.
I have some more bread, Ty. Becky bakes it herself.
I still think this is dangerous.
Your dad's toting around a loaded gun and you think the bread is dangerous?
My pop's a little nuts, but he's not bad to have as a friend. Sure enough, better than an enemy.
When you're his enemy, he's likely as not to prop a stick of dynamite in or something you love and blow it all up.
Dynamite?
Mm-hmm.
Your dad has dynamite?
Yeah, lots of it.
Great.
If I know him, he's fixing some blasting caps up right now.
To do what?
I'm not sure I want to know.
Ty, your dad is back.
Yeah, too late.
I'm not fooling around anymore. I want my daughter, and I want her right now.
Ever considered she might not want to go with you?
Because you brainwashed her with your false teachings and perversions of the Bible.
You should talk.
I'm not going to argue with you anymore. I have no problem killing the whole lot of us to protect her from you.
Man, you are seriously cuckoo.
I'm protecting my daughter.
Interesting approach.
Careful, he's bound to have explosives.
I do. And if Tanya doesn't come with...
Whoa, easy, cowboy. That's enough dynamite to put this hunk of Wisconsin in orbit.
Don't do this, Dad!
Come here, baby.
Don't listen to him, Tanya.
I'm not going with you.
He lit it.
I'm the only one that can stop it in time, too. Now, are you coming with me?
No!
Tanya...
You better find something
stand
to hide.
Stand firm. No harm shall come to you.
Who's this now?
I am a messenger of the living God.
What? Hey! My fuse!
You who would harm the followers of the Christ shall be destroyed.
Me?
Go! Return to the hole where you came from. Return to the dirt from whence you came.
You all got your tricks all monkeyed up now, don't you? Well, I'll find my way back here. You can count on that!
He dropped all that dynamite. I'm gonna grab it.
Be careful!
Vicky, I have a message for you.
For me?
You must lead your friends from this place.
To where?
To your refuge, to the north. Your loved ones will rejoin you there.
Loved ones? You mean Lionel and Judd?
You are in danger as long as you stay in this place.
Are my loved ones okay?
Yes, but one of them will suffer great pain and will not return whole.
What does that mean? What's gonna...
I got the dynamite.
Where'd he go?
Hey, what happened to our friend?
He's gone. Was he...
An angel?
He didn't say. All he said was that we're in danger as long as we stay here.
It's hard to argue with a messenger from God. I'd say it's time to go.
I think you're right.
All right, everyone, start packing. I want to be gone in an hour.
Come on, Tanya.
Mark, I need you to give me a hand with something. Okay, hand me that bundle.
You sure this is what you want to do?
Do I want to blow up the house I've lived in for years and spent lots of money and time fitting out to be a major base of military operations? No.
Well, then why are you?
Why? Because I do not want Cyrus Nutcase or the GC to find this place and use any of it against me. Besides, we can't take all the hardware with us anyway.
Well, I think Conrad and Vicky packed up as much of the computers and video equipment as we can take.
All right. I think we're all set. I just need to hook the fuse up to this little trigger.
Where'd that come from?
Just something I had lying around.
Yeah, right.
All right. Get everybody by the cars.
Okay. Okay, everyone's out of the house.
You sure this is what you want to do?
Don't you think it'll work?
That much dynamite? Yeah.
Fine. Let's do it before I change my mind.
Okay. Fire in the hole!
Whoa!
Get down!
Are you guys okay?
Yeah. I think so.
Sure you used enough dynamite there, Butch?
I think the plane is not coming.
They'll be here soon enough.
Do we know the pilot?
Some guy named Whalum. Lionel Whalum.
Serious? Dude's name is Lionel?
Well, that's what Chang's email said. He's been flying for the co-op for a while now.
Is he reliable?
He'll be here.
Name like Lionel, he's gotta be solid.
Maybe his mom just liked toy trains.
I gotta be honest with you, man. I never even seen a Lionel train in my life.
Well, I had a huge set.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Big tabletop deal. It was great.
What happened?
Well, I discovered girls, music, and airplanes.
Deadly combination.
You're telling me?
Oh, here we go. Incoming.
I think this is your man.
You sound disappointed.
I am. I hoped you would stay. You seem like fine men.
Well, look at it this way. We'll get to spend eternity together.
You're right.
Thanks for everything.
Thank you. You have reminded me that what we do has meaning.
Tell me about it.
Tell everyone about it.
I will.
Commander Fulciri, how does the global community plan to combat guerrilla Judites, the ones who stay in small mobile packs?
The global community has begun a program in several areas of the United Carpathian States where citizens are specially licensed to hunt, for want of a better term, individuals or groups who don't have Potentate Carpathia's loyalty mark.
Bounty hunters?
Essentially.
Follow up to that, sir. We understand there's been a flurry of activity in southern Wisconsin. Can you provide details?
Global community peacekeeping forces captured and killed an entire nest of rebels. The leader has been identified as Cyrus Spivey, leader of a cult-like militia group.
Militia group? So they weren't followers of Ben Judah?
It appears they weren't. Not that it matters. They were criminals. They were stockpiling weapons to use against the global community. None of them wore Potentate Carpathia's loyalty mark. Clearly, they were a danger to the citizens and governing body of the global community. And as such, it was our duty to neutralize them and destroy them. Which is what we did.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye and adapted by Darby Kern. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the dramatic audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This Left Behind dramatic audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.